Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Your time is up. My time is now. You can't see me. My time is now.
Think about this.
It's the franchise form shining now. You can't see me. My time is now. In case you forgot or fell off, I'm still hot. Knock your shelf. Money stack back. Plus, I can't turn the swell off. A franchise. Big business. I live as a sword of magic. I witness. So you hear those horns and finish. A soldier. And I stay under you fighting. Plus, I'm stumbling on your chumps like I'm thunder and lightning. Ain't no way you breaking me, kid. I'm harder than nails. Plus, I keep it all up like I'm part of the jam. Slaughtering stay on the company.
Doug, you get the idea, but it's really good.
As a country, do we need that kind of music? That's not music. That's
well,
not really
I think it expresses where Stingray is coming from.
Right. It expresses just how tough, what a badass I am. That's what that kind of music does.
And you go, oh, it must be in Starkville. No, he's in Tuscaloosa, just loves Mississippi State. Like so many people, okay. The footprint of Mississippi State is broad.
I think he did a good job with it. You can feel his struggle. You know, that's what it's about. It's about expressing the struggle that life has been.
I don't think Doug gets that.
No, I really don't.
You can email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com, Hot Shots email of the day, and the text inbox is back up. That Sea Monster was back there, and he was working customer service over, holding them accountable, putting a verbal finger in their chest, and look, Doug, it's back up, and now the hipster at Tower Grove South can text in again.
Well, we didn't really need it. I think the show would be fine without the vile texting that goes on, some of the pictures accompany it.
Guys, can you get Charlie Brown's teacher on next? Thanks. That's from Mike Gundy's unread newspaper.
Wah, wah. Wah, 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 wah. That's kind of what the Ryan Kelly call sounded like.
And we were all too cowardly to just put an end to it.
Well, I told him a couple times it wasn't, the sound was bad, but if he's just sitting there, there's not much he can do, I guess.
Doug, remember in Ghostbusters when Dan Aykroyd received oral from a ghost? Thanks. That comes from a gaping stepdad.
Okay, great. Boy, the text line is fixed. Thank God. Thank God.
Just because there's one bad text, most of them are great.
Most are horrible.
Here, Plazzi, help me out with you.
Ooh, somebody sent in lesbians tripping. The text inbox has experienced its return on investment.
But if
today.
You wanted to see that, there's other places to find it, aren't there?
Give me an example outside of Brassers.
Just go on the internet, turn on anything, you'll get it.
Sweet. Turn on anything, you'll get,
you'll
it.
Get it. That was a line from the old...
Three Stooges.
What
so I go on CNN.com.
Yeah, you'll get it.
Thank God we are back on the text inbox. Now I can hear Doug try to rip me for tending the pipes every time I text in. Hashtag jelly. That's from Daddy Padre, Blues backup goaltender.
Right. Yeah, you do have a real problem with that kid. He's a nice kid. A lot of people embrace that
he's
story.
He's a vile kid. He was extremely vile on this show.
Well,
you don't recognize
he might be skating around the Scott Trade Center lifting up Lord Stanley's cup in June.
Yeah, there is definitely that possibility. We don't know what team, of course. Because he's also the emergency tender for the other squad. And I guess this goes for the Stanley Cup playoffs as well. Makes perfect sense to me.
I believe so.
Boy, you're a hater.
Was it the 84 Oilers? I think a fan at the... Was it the Rexall? Was that what they played? In Edmonton. And they actually used a fan from the upper bowl. And he tended net for 99 and the Messiah.
I got one better. The Islanders, I forget, one of the years of their dynasty.
81. Nystrom?
Butch Goring was centering a line that had two fans, and one of the fans got the game winner. I think it was game three of the
But apparently that's in the rules. Everyone thinks that that's just fine. Sure. As part of the rule book says, you know, at this point we have no choice but to just bring a fan in to 10 goal.
Why do you try to... put a cloud over this
because it's the single most ridiculous
this
thing
kid's
in professional
this kid's
sports.
Moment in the sun, you know?
I'm happy for him. He's the beneficiary of it. I'm saying as the NHL, as a rule, it's the single most ridiculous thing
I've ever heard of in professional
sports.
So if John Vaughn were the emergency backup, all of a sudden he'd be like, good rule to me.
I'd be happy
for
him.
I see how you are. Yeah, I see how you are. Sorry, Tyler.
You think the rule makes a lot of sense, do you?
Look,
bring the guy out of the upper deck.
You can have your questions, and you've voiced your objections to him. That's fine, but now it's getting personal, where it seems you resent Daddy Padre.
Well, that was just
and that's where I'm going to draw the line.
But the icing on the cake of the worst rule in professional sports.
He apologized
for it. The guy they pulled was Daddy Padre, one of the diaper boys.
He's turned his life around, and now he's playing goalie for the Blues.
Mm-hmm. Doug 590, the Fan, and Bud Light present the 2017 Bragging Rights Papa Shot Tournament this Thursday at Wheelhouse downtown. From 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., there will be four Papa Shot tournaments that you can participate in to win a pair of tickets to the Bragging Rights game. Compete in the TMA bracket from 7 to 10 or stop by throughout the day for the press box, midday grind, and hardline portions of play with a pair of tickets up for grabs during each show. Each contestant plays three rounds of Papa Shot, and the highest average of scores during each radio show wins. All told, that's four pairs of tickets to the Bragging Rights game that will be awarded at Wheelhouse downtown on Thursday, December 21st. Papa Shot will be free to play, so come enjoy an ice-cold Bud Light and score your Bragging Rights tickets on December 21st at Wheelhouse. Come on by. The
water is warm.
I'm disappointed I can't participate in the TMA version of the Papa Shot since I'll be here. But I might go back and do the...
See if you can ship it?
Yeah. Oh. I practice every time at the Hot Shot, so I feel like got my rhythm, got my groove. I'm in the zone right
now.
You shoot
with both hands or just right-handed?
We talked about I shoot with both hands, but I don't go as fast. I try for consistency and accuracy is what I go for.
What is about the shooting chamber, right?
Yeah, the chamber, Doug.
Thanks. Doug, you're such an old hag. This rule sucks. Rap music sucks. You know what? You suck. Welcome to 2017. The white-collar gangster decided it was time to strike.
Right. Everyone else thinks this is a wonderful rule to have fans tending goal for either team. We don't care which team he plays for. You think that rule makes sense to you?
If he's a Blues fan, he could have let a couple of biscuits in the back.
He sure could have. But that's the rule. Fine. We're all good with it.
Maybe I'll just issue an apology to young Tyler and say, sorry, it's nothing personal. You seem like a fine gentleman. Maybe that would... mend the fence.
Well, we've learned from some of his interactions with the show that he's a vile gentleman.
Didn't have a kick block team. He's got to try and block a kick at 56-0.
Yeah.
He's a horse's ass for doing that.
Oh, I was upset last night, fellas.
What's wrong, baby?
Semifinals of fantasy football.
Who'd you have
semifinals
going?
Who cheated you? What didn't work for you?
Oh, a lot. There was a lot of cheating going on last night. I started the night. This is the Channel 4 League. I'm playing Rock the Vote. I start the night up by 13. I got Mike Evans going for Tampa Bay.
Oh, he's been a disaster.
He's got Devonta Freeman going for Atlanta. I'm up by 13. Freeman hadn't had much of a year. I mean, he's had one or two big games. He's had a lot of games where he's done. Not last night, he didn't. Last night, he had 198 total yards. Last night, Tampa Bay didn't even bother to get a hat on him. At some point, I thought I was going to have to put on my old leather helmet, go down in the bulldog four-point stance and play some cock-nose tackle and do some run stuffing of my own. Mike Evans got job, not once, but twice. Early in the game, they threw a 30-yard pass to Evans, got it. Hey, that's a nice pickup for Evans. No, sir. Let's call that back. Offensive PI. He touched the guy 2 yards off the line of scrimmage, and they call it 30 yards later. Early in the third quarter, here comes Evans again. 50-yard bomb. Got it. Touchdown, Tampa Bay and Evans. I'm in good shape. Oh, no. Oh, no. PI again on Evans. He barely touched the guy. I smell a big fat rat. That's what I smell. Come on, Zebra. He's giving him the business out there. Freeman, in the fourth quarter, runs for 30 yards and a touchdown to doom me. I'm telling you, they didn't put a finger on the guy. Not one finger on the guy. And somehow, he had only 122 yards rushing and one touchdown and was given 33 points for one touchdown and 122 yards rushing. Oh, I smell a big rat. And so I lose by 3 points. I watched a horrible football game that I had no interest in the outcome just for these two players. And the ref jobbed me. The computer got me. I had viruses in the point system. There was a Trojan virus. There was all kinds of nonsense going on. And so I wound up losing and I'm out of the playoffs. Doug, and I'm tired of it.
You get more points for big, long touchdowns, like a 30-yard touchdown.
Is that right?
122
yards. And one touchdown, 33 points.
I agree, but you do get, I think, the 30 to 50 yard touchdowns are added. I think you get 2 or 3 points.
I didn't know that.
That was probably written into the computer code while he was running.
You didn't know the rules of your league before you signed up? Because it seems now you're pretty deep into the season. You might.
Boy, I'm hot now, fellas.
No, did you know
the
rules?
I'm not going to be much good
to you. Did you familiarize yourself with the rules of your league?
Well, yes, I did. And I'm afraid the rules changed during this run. During the fourth quarter jaunt, somebody got in there.
Who did it, Putin?
Somebody got in there in the computer system.
Putin?
I would blame Putin.
And why is Putin against you?
Because he wants to prove all this collusion stuff.
Well, Doug, I mean, I wish I could give you a better explanation for it, but we're doing everything to prevent any issues that we may have had last year.
See, okay. There's the commissioner.
This was a different league.
Who's the commissioner
Channel
of this
4 league?
Seven?
Eric Frechter, who left Channel 4. He's not even there anymore.
Ooh.
And now he's the commissioner.
Is he over at Channel 5 with the better graphics?
I'm not sure where he is.
What, he didn't say goodbye to you?
He was one of the salesmen. Well, he didn't say goodbye to me.
Oh, is my brother in that league?
I don't think he is.
He leave because you weren't doing good enough on the sports to sell it, so he had to go like...
Probably so.
Selling Martin Sportscast?
I don't think that's the case.
Why don't you bet Atlanta and over, then you can bitch.
Is that what you did?
Yeah, I did.
What was the over-under, baby?
48.
Oh, no. Came up short by 3, huh?
Yeah.
You needed overtime. You needed him to make that field goal.
Yes, and then make that field goal, you got to push.
And then somebody scores an OT and you win.
Yeah, because I wasn't going to win the Atlanta bet. So,
Doug, get your Sundays back. Stop playing this fantasy football nonsense. That's from the 314.
I should. There's no reason to watch that hideous game.
Now, what
My
if
goodness,
what if,
these games are rough to watch.
What if the other player were on your roster? You'd be all for him getting 30.
No, I would have forfeited my victory and said, clearly, something's rotten in Denmark. You go ahead and you take the win. Hmm. That's what I would have said. I don't expect Rock the Vote to do that.
Let's go to the phone line, see how people feel about it all. This is the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Well, not much.
Doug, you're lucky I wasn't there last Friday for that TMA Live.
What?
You were ripping me behind my back, and the cat was the only one there to back me up.
It wasn't really behind your back.
This is Tyler, the Blues goaltender.
Yeah, this is Blues backup goaltender.
Doug, let's be real here. There's no way you can think that Robert Bortuzzo would hop in the cage and be able to do as good as I could do in a game. And I'm not even saying I'm good. I'm just saying the guy can't skate on goalie skates.
Robert Bortuzzo can't skate, you're saying.
He said skate on goalie skates.
Sure. I'm sure he could.
Different.
Right. I'm sure he'd fall down like a...
Your son played hockey.
Right. You think one of the Blues players couldn't handle skating on goalie skates?
I mean, all my buddies have hopped in the net before at practices before, and they look like morons.
Your buddies aren't Blues players!
It doesn't matter. What does it mean? You think Tarasenko is an elite goaltender just because he's a good player?
Well, are you an elite goaltender?
No, I'm just saying. I think I'm more qualified than some of the players are.
You're more qualified than the Blues players.
Yes, the actual players. I think I could stop the puck more than them.
And you played at what level?
Come on, Doug. I just played at SLU. That's all I played at, and I played growing up in St. Louis.
It's a club level college team.
Yes, Doug. I had junior offers to go to Canada too, but I didn't waste my time. But I was a 22-year-old freshman in college, you know, starting out. But come on, Doug, you gotta be realistic here. There's no way that those guys would just hop in the net and be perfectly fine. I mean, if it was that case, then why don't they do it?
Well, they should do it. They should do it. I think it's fun that you got the chance. I would have hoped that you've gotten a chance to play. I think it would have been fun to see. It would have been great.
Oh, now you're back.
My point is, it's an absurd rule. The rule itself is absurd.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. It's one of the weirdest rules I've ever seen. Like in any sport, because it's in no other sports. But it's. I don't think it's that crazy because you know you don't want those guys getting injured or something like that. You know, taking a shot off, God knows where, because they don't know how to prepare themselves for it.
Right. They couldn't possibly make a save.
See,
as
Doug,
an NHL player,
Doug,
they
impartial
defend
observer,
themselves.
You made your point. There is common ground. He says it's a weird rule. You say it's a weird rule. But your attacks on Tyler seem like you're resentful that he gets this opportunity. A young St. Louisan who has become the toast of the town.
Nelly.
And now all of a sudden it seems like it's personal between you
well,
and
he
me.
Was vile for many years on this very program.
Doug, I thought we struck a chord first off at Billy G's, and then I thought we struck a chord on this phone line.
Stop saying struck
ago.
A chord.
I like it.
Well, Tim told me to say it before I called in.
Well, yeah. Don't say it anymore.
Absolutely.
I'm a Tim Lemming, and I'm a huge Cal Lemming after this week. He's got my back. And
so how much practicing are you doing now? How much practicing are you doing now?
I mean, I just play in my Tuesday night BHL.
Sounds like you're ready for the NHL to me.
But whenever the Blues call me up, I'll practice every once in a while with them. It's just usually with the healthy scratches, though, like Thorburn and the boys, because, you know, they're snipers.
Sniper. But you can stop them all, and Bortuzzo couldn't.
I don't know. Honestly, the whole thing with, you know, dressing that night, the biggest disappointment was when I went to the press box, and there was an empty chair sitting next to Jim Thomas, Lou Korak, and them. I said, Doug Vaughn, and I was very upset about that.
Well, I was doing journalism at Doug's Big Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a lame excuse.
Okay!
I'm not going to get potted down today, Doug. I've made my way back onto the program, and I'm gonna change my act and hopefully get on your good side.
You see
that?
Well,
I would hope that you would change your act. Yeah, you've been vile.
Doug, you shouldn't be one of those people who takes pleasure out of tearing down someone else's dream. That's all.
Bad deeds need to be punished.
That's all.
Hey, just curious. Discipline. Before I go, when's the next live event?
That's up to Tim.
Bob?
I don't know if we have any dates right now, but Daddy Padre, I'll shoot you a DM when we do have the dates.
I sure hope it doesn't conflict with the Blues game because they're going to need him between the pipes.
I know. That's why I said I was going to be there, and I totally forgot the Blues put the Ducks, and it was a snoozer, so... I was pretty boned about missing that. I was at my home ballpark there in Baldwin. I was real pumped about it, and then I forgot that the Blues were playing the Ducks that night. So I was able to miss that program. Sorry, boys.
Well, you'll be there at the next one.
For sure.
And keep shoring up and keep shoring up that Blues goal for us. Thank you for all you do.
Thanks for the vote yesterday on the email. I'll be emailing in today, Doug. Why don't you vote for me? Change your ways.
Well, because the email's got to be better for me to vote for you.
Oh, come on. You just didn't vote for me because I'm Daddy Padre Big Boy.
What was that?
I don't know. Daddy Padre.
See, I like that guy.
Backup goaltender.
Tyler was fascinated. My kid was fascinated about it because his name is Tyler. And suddenly here's just a regular guy with a great deal of goaltending experience. Not at the NHL level.
Club team at SLU.
Being there as an emergency
stopgap. That's the highest level you can play right before the NHL.
And ended up not playing.
Club level, you pay to play. You say, sure, I'll play, and you pay. And that makes him ready for the NHL. Again, it's a fantastic story. I wish to heck he'd have gotten to play. That would have been fun to see. But as a rule for a major professional sports league, it's ridiculous. It's totally absurd.
You know, they wanted to have Brodeur be their emergency, and the league said no.
Well, that's stupid for the league to say no. Okay, what, you don't want the best players on the ice?
But don't take it out on Tyler.
Don't you think Daddy Padre's better than Brodeur at this point?
No!
You ever look at his game video?
Right.
No, I didn't see a whole lot of slew club leagues.
Maybe you look at the video.
I missed it.
Maybe it'd be like, you know, in an emergency, this might be the best option.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying Bortuzzo should do it.
I didn't necessarily say it had to be Bortuzzo.
I remember you said it had to be.
That night, it was Bortuzzo.
You put a finger in Bettman's chest and you said, it better be Bortuzzo, mister.
Get me a defenseman. Get me a healthy scratch. Put him in goal. Put a goalie equipment on. You got an NHL athlete, an NHL skater. Yes, he'd be better than a club goalie who doesn't play much anymore from St. Louis U. Yes, he would be.
Blues fans are invited to join the party all season for Blues Ticket Tuesday at Hot Shots. Customers can enter to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots location. During every Tuesday game this season, show up and register to win a pair of tickets and cheer on the Blues while you enjoy awesome specials on food and drinks, including Bud Family and Jack Daniels, Tank Tea and Colton Bombs, Blue Sample appetizers and more. Hot Shots, a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home of Blues fans for more than 25 years. Check hotshotsnet.com for more details. It's Blues Ticket Tuesday.
Look at this, Tim.
What's going on?
Well, Andy Banker, who works at the, what do they call it, the good graphics station, Channel 2?
No, the station Fox? He couldn't get on YouTube TV.
Retweeted something from CNN, a video containing an unidentified flying object off the coast of San Diego in 2004 has just been released by the U.S. Department of Defense. And let me tell you something, kids. It's a U.S. aircraft tracking this thing, and they don't know what it is. Right. Interesting.
We talked about that last hour.
This video.
That's what I was talking about. That came out yesterday.
Well, I usually don't listen to you. Now I have the video, so I saw it, and it looks compelling.
That could be the drone that you lost, and they finally found it.
Well, he specifically said it was not a drone.
He said there's a whole bunch of them. Mm-hmm. Look at that thing, dude. That's what the pilot said. You didn't mention that. Look at that thing. Mm-hmm. It's rotating. Yep. It's rotating, oh, he word. Says.
They somehow figured out how to solve the problem of inertia because it's moving very quickly side to side, up and down. If a human being did that in one of our aircrafts, inertia itself would kill
you. Let me ask you a personal question. If you ever had another kid, a daughter, would you name her Inertia?
No.
Seems like it'd be a good name.
No.
Tim, if you ever have another
Island, what's up, Pete?
Kid, Inertia?
Probably Pete from Staten Island is what I would name.
Inertia's a good name.
Well, you might have another child.
I'm kind of old, though.
But you think I should have another child?
I said if. If.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
Okay. Your choice.
I know it is.
Think you can make the world a better place?
Well, no.
Maybe raise him to be a backup goalie for the Blues? Solve that problem?
Yeah, you don't have to even play very much.
Well, I still found the video interesting.
I did, too. That's why we discussed it in the previous hour.
Well, we know, actually, I think we started on Ghost, and then we spun off of that. We started talking about Ghost.
Yeah, and then we went to the UFO.
Usually.
Woot, 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 woot.
Usually you just talk about videos that Alex Jones puts out.
No, that's not the case at all. I've been talking about Bitcoin, and yesterday the stock that goes with it, GBTC, the one stock, only went up 764 points.
Did you get any?
No, not in it yet.
Yet.
Get in it right when it hits the peak. That's when I'll get in it, and then it'll all fall apart.
Everyone says that is the biggest fake bubble ever. I've read three or four different stories about that.
I know. All the big hitters hate it. They all say, no, avoid it like the plague, and yet every day it goes up.
But that's the thing about the stock market, right? I mean, sometimes it's perception that sells, not reality. You know, not that a product is good, but perception of value.
And I saw somebody making the argument that it's like artwork. Artwork has no real value.
That's the same exact same thing.
It's a picture on the wall. What does that mean? It only has value because we say it does. Nothing that you can really do with it.
The value is based on what people think someone would pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
But that goes for a lot of things. You know, a classic car that might be an old car, which shouldn't have that much value if it's the right car. You were talking about an old VW. Could be worth $120,000.
Mm-hmm. Diamonds are that way. There's really no reason that diamonds are valuable, except that we've decided that they are.
The new Snuggies that they come out that have fish tails on the bottom, those things are going to end up being worth a lot of money.
At least those, you can do something with them. And a car, you can drive that. There's something tangible you can get out of that.
But they flared the bottoms because a lot of people
are complaining. That makes it especially nice.
And valuable for the future.
Right, for collectors.
I don't own a Snuggie, though.
You don't what?
I don't own a Snuggie.
Well, maybe you will now that they flare out a little bit.
Seems like a great Christmas gift.
All right.
Also another great Christmas gift. There's a new sex doll on sale that looks like Justin Bieber, and it's selling fast.
Mm.
Buyers get to choose what penis size the doll comes with. The lookalike is around 5'2", so life size for me. And available on website AliExpress, A-L-I, Express.
Let me ask you a question, because I think we've done these stories about these dolls before, and they're always selling like hotcakes. Is there any way to prove that? Because I just don't believe it.
Yeah, I've never really seen one anywhere.
Every time you
read
one, these are the most popular sellers.
She has romantic, she has family, and she has also sexy modes.
Yeah,
right. And I don't believe anyone bought any of these, let alone the Justin Bieber. Doll.
Doug, is it cheating if you have sex with a Justin Bieber robot?
Well, I would say probably not.
That's a good question,
probably
actually.
Probably not.
Is it cheating if you, like, your wife's out of town and you have sex with a fleshlight? Is it cheating?
So let's say today Anna Marie walks in on me in the bedroom, and there's this Justin Bieber robot just banging away at me. Is that cheating?
Somebody's got to investigate these UFOs. I don't know who's going to do it.
I think it's got to be human.
To be cheating?
855.
Yeah, to be a pleasure yourself, it's not cheating.
Paul Boy, what's your take?
Since they're not real, are you talking like if you have a girlfriend and you're banging a Bieber doll, or like your boyfriend catches you?
Like,
it's a cuck situation.
I agree.
I think it's alarming either way. Let's get him back involved with this UFO hunt.
Yeah. I'd like some answers with the aliens.
Although not based on the Canadian pop star and not an official likeness, some fans are desperate to sign up and get a date with their favorite singer. But she'll need deep pockets to afford one. The silicone hunk costs £1,000. So, what do you think? The doll's description says, this sex doll is made from the most advanced medical thermoplastic elastomer meter with a full metal skeleton.
Elastomer meter? What's an elastomer meter?
All the time. It can flexibly do all sorts of different sexy poses.
Samantha is interactive.
Okay.
Basically, she likes to be touched. She has different modes of interaction. She has romantic, she has family, and she has also sexy modes. Okay. So you can touch Samantha, for example, in the hips. You can touch Samantha also in the arms. You can touch Samantha in the hands. You can kiss Samantha. She likes to be kissed.
Who is this guy?
I think Ali.
Yeah, and these things are selling like crazy. They're not.
I suppose somewhere off in the future, 20 or 30 years, they might be able to make a robot that looks exactly and responds like the real thing. And maybe that would stop some of the Weinstein behavior.
Well, in the movie Westworld, not the show that came later, the robots had hands that had little, like, weird seams in them that you could tell that it was a robot. That was the only difference.
Right. You'll get to that at some point.
Without the seams, or the seams going to be there?
Well, it'll be your choice, probably.
I'd like seamless, please.
Okay. Wonder if it feels real.
Oh, yeah. If they're that much money, I bet you they are prime.
You're talking about these things?
$1,000?
Like the dolls?
Me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure of it.
Like Samantha.
You wouldn't buy one, would you?
No, I'm saying, like, he asked if they would feel real. Is that what the question? I would say if they're in the thousands of dollars, they feel better than real. It's beyond, I'm sure. I wouldn't know. My guess would be it's probably pretty fun.
Well, supply and demand is what rules the marketplace. So when they get these that look and feel like the real deal and affordable, then I'm sure they'll take off.
There's a lot of lonely guys in the world. I see no problem with doing things like this. Not every state you can't go get a hooker, so.
About to look at 9 insane facts about sex dolls on Cosmo.
I don't know that's necessary.
There's a man in Michigan who's married to one.
Oh, really? You can do that?
In Japan, they call them Dutch wives.
Why would they do that? Why would they call them a Dutch wife?
And some of the first dolls were invented by Dutch sailors who were on the open sea for months and needed help.
Well, we're going back. Back down 400 or 500 years, are we? Those are probably rather primitive.
Wow.
What'd you find there, Blousey?
People who are super into real dolls are called idolaters. Oh. Idolaters. Fandom of sex dolls.
Okay.
Kind of dumb.
Howard Stern is solely responsible for the popularity of the modern sex doll. That's fact number 9.
How so?
In the 90s, he ordered a real doll for a show and apparently had sex with it on air. Mm. Orders for the doll skyrocketed, and the company now sells as many as 300 annually, starting around $5,500 a pop. Money. Okay. That's a good industry to get into, because there's not a lot of competition out there.
Well, they sold 300?
300 annually.
At 5,000? 500
a piece to start. I'm sure there are some upgrades. I'm sure it's like a vehicle to where you can add,
a luggage rack.
Yeah, a lot of things onto your sex doll. I'm sure that's just your standard issued, you know, basic model.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah.
But anyway, this Bitcoin.
Well, there's also Litecoin and Ethereum out there that you need to look at.
What?
There are other cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin's not the only one. And there are some others that might explode as well.
If there's others, you would think it would detract from the value of all of them.
You would think, and yet there's several of them out there.
Because the illusion sells until the illusion is no more. Then it crashes.
Right. It's got no one to get out. That's the key. That's the key. When you get in, when you get out. I call it buy low, sell high.
But
this much is true. Bears make money. Bulls make money. Pigs get slaughtered. Bears make money. Bulls make money. Pigs get slaughtered.
You a bull, Doug?
Mm.
Bull market. We're in the bull market right now, that's for sure.
The thing is, to get in, the time was a long time ago. Now,
well, some are saying this is going to go up to 100,000 or 200,000. Is it 18,000 now?
Most people say that it will at some point.
Hey, guys, stay woke.
Okay.
Call in with your Bitcoin stories.
How do you think the Dutch sex dolls were? Like, were they wood? Or
I don't know, Plowsy.
I'm trying to think of what material they had back then.
Why don't you research that?
Maybe whale fat?
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's whale fat.
I don't know.
Doug, this is John on the appliances. Got a phone lines.
Oh, hello, Johnny. Hello, John. John? Hello, John? Hello? Yes.
Hey, Dougie. That's for my buddy, Daddy Padre.
Okay.
So, Doug, I'm just calling in. I just want to know, like, what you have against my buddy and just the opportunity that he's been given.
Well, he was vile. Many times on this show, he was vile. The opportunity he's been given, it's great for him. Who wouldn't do it? Like I said, I wanted to see him play. I just think the rule itself is the single stupidest rule in all of major professional sports.
Yeah, but then took it out on him, though. It seemed
very
personal.
We just have to understand why the rule was put in place, and it was just because it was an unfair advantage that the Blues had by having arguably the best goalie ever to put pads on, you know, as their emergency backup goalie. So every team put this in place.
Why would that be unfair? The other teams can hire their own veteran backup goalies who are retired.
Not everybody has Marty Brodeur just sitting up in the press booth.
Well, too bad. Not everybody has Sidney Crosby on the ice. Does that make it unfair for the rest of the league?
That's also true, but that's a guy that's getting paid to fulfill that role. This is just an amateur position, and you know, he's had the opportunity to skate with the boys in the past, and he's taken advantage of that, and they realize that, you know, he's got some decent skills, so they gave him the opportunity.
The Martin Brodeur thing is the worst excuse I've ever heard. If they really
Why
think
is that?
Because it, all teams are can go out and get whoever they want. You can sign free agents, sign retired players, young players. You can get whoever you want. So you can't say, well, we got to make this ridiculous rule because the Blues have Martin Brodeur sitting in their press box. That doesn't make any sense either.
Okay, so we're not going to sway you on this, Doug. So let's go to this next thing here.
What next
you
thing?
You talked about putting Bobby Bortz in net. You think Bobby Bortz could play as good a goal as Daddy Padre?
Sure.
No way, Jose. Not a chance.
Why?
Because I'm telling you, as a player, I play with him on Tuesday nights. When I played with him at SLU, our last skate of the year, what we thought would be fun is we're like, okay, goalies are going to play out, players are going to play goal.
Mm-hmm.
There is not a similarity at all in playing goalie and playing player.
And you had a lot of NHL players trying to do it too, didn't you? Or did you have once a week guys at Brent one?
Oh my God, Doug, it doesn't matter if you're NHL or not.
No, it doesn't matter at all what your athletic ability is. That's completely overrated.
If you've never played goalie and you only play player and you try to play goalie, it's going to be like learning a foreign language. It's going to be the most awkward experience ever.
If you're going to compare Robert Bortuzzo or some other defenseman to Jake Allen, I would say, yeah, probably. If you're going to compare Robert Bortuzzo to the schlubs you got playing at Brentwood on Tuesday night, I'll say no.
Hey, Dougie, let me just say this. Tyler steals us games on Tuesday nights. He's a very skilled goalie, especially yeah. for being 5'3" and being 112 pounds.
Yeah.
He's a very good goalie.
Against what competition? I could go to watch a 10-year-old game and say, "Wow, that goalie's really good."
Against some guys that played ex-professional hockey, that league is, you're making it out to be just some, you know, just some terrible league. I mean, this is the advanced league at Brentwood on Tuesday night.
Oh, I'm sure it's big time stuff. Big time stuff. I'm sure.
It's not the NHL, but
no, it isn't. Is it? No, it sure isn't. Is it?
I'm not saying it is the NHL. I'm saying it's still a pretty darn good league, though, for, you know, guys that are 18 to 34 years old and still want to get mm-hmm. out there and play.
And just a sliver away from NHL.
What, I think what
just
he's saying.
Barely missed the, making
and
it
tell
to
me
the
if I'm wrong. I think what he's saying, that goalie is just a different animal. For example, let's say it a big
no,
time.
There's no similarity to goalie there.
All right. I'm going to make an analogy here. Tell me if I'm wrong. Let's say a huge popular band like Dexy's Midnight Runners was playing Scott Trade, and their drummer got sick. Well, yes, there are other professional musicians. Well, thought of musicians in the band, but they don't know how to play drum. So instead
of saying,
the guitar player is going to play drum, they get a guy who plays in a local band because he's better suited to play the drums for that particular show in an emergency situation.
No, that's horrible.
Pat, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
That analogy was huge.
The analogy isn't
finally,
even close.
Finally
here's the analogy. Carson Kelly gets hurt in batting practice. The mm-hmm. Cardinals need a backup catcher, so they go to the bleachers to pull somebody in because they couldn't
that
have one of the position players. It's completely different to play second base than it is to play catcher, except that many guys have made position switches.
Doug, I feel sorry for you because that's not comparable. They're not compatible.
Why not?
You cannot compare the two because they're different animals. They are different animals.
Boy, you sure swayed me with that argument.
I like it.
I'm just telling you, Doug, they are. I mean, you can choose to, you know, be narrow-minded and think this, and that's okay.
Well, you can choose to think that any schlepper who plays on a Tuesday night league at Brentwood could step right into the NHL seamlessly.
Doug,
I think you're insane.
It's 2017. You're entitled to your own opinion, you know?
Well, thanks.
You know, just swing whatever way you want to, brother.
I'm not swinging. No.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
Doug, are you convinced?
Yeah. I think anybody who's a pretty good goalie at Brentwood on Tuesday night is just one half a step away from ready for the NHL. Makes perfect sense to me. Except it doesn't make any sense.
But his point is, it's an emergency situation. His point is that playing goalie is different than anything else that is done in hockey, a la a drummer in a band where the other members might not have ever played.
Except it is different, except that you are still skating. You have to be able to skate at an NHL level. You have to know the system that the team is going to use to get the puck out of their own zone. You got to know all that. And a current player on the roster would. A current player would have an athletic ability far superior to anything you're seeing on a Tuesday night at Brentwood, whether he ever played goalie or not.
The perfect situation is that every team has an emergency backup goalie, but that seems like a waste of money to travel, you know, in an emergency situation. That's why this is in place as a cost-cutting measure, because it doesn't come up very often.
No, but it wouldn't be impossible to have an emergency backup. Just put him on the roster. Put someone on the roster. Always on the team if you have to.
You're welcome to email in or call in or text in. The morning after at InsideSTL.com, 855-282-8255. The Appliance Discounter phone lines. Gateway Buick GMC is proud to announce they are one of the only dealers in the area qualified to say they are a certified elite service department, with their certified GM technicians working in 37 service bays to get you in and out in a hurry. Get ready for winter with Gateway's fall care offers. We are always ready to meet or beat any tire price in town. Buy one, get one free on wipers and more. Take advantage of the free shuttle and fleet of new loaner cars. Make it easy. You can book your service appointment online at stlouisbuickgmc.com or call 888-865-9419. It's Gateway, the right way. Brian Curtis is going to join us at 9 o'clock. Doug was on with Buck Swope for Swope's Picks. Here is the first clip from Swope's Pick as Buck Swope and Doug discuss fake news from the last century.
I don't remember that, but perhaps we did. Go ahead and hit the lever now, Plumlee.
Fake news is on the rise. I mean, it's been around since, I think, the Spanish-American War. Remember the Maine. It goes back at least that far. And
that was fake? the Maine, that was a real battleship.
It was a real battleship, but I think it was kind of ginned up by William Randolph Hearst to kind of get that started. we've seen in the Gulf of Tonkin. There's been several kind of conflicts that have been escalated on some exaggerated media reports, but that's not we don't need to get into all that right now.
Okay, sorry.
It's a good clip, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good clip.
I didn't pick the clip or think that it necessarily was worthy of blame, but there it was.
So that
remember the Maine that started.
That was ginned up, though. That was ginned up.
Well, they blew up the Maine, right? And that's the rallying call they used to get Americans interested
in the
war.
Yeah, but Bill O'Reilly reported that fraudulently, as I recall.
I don't know about that at all. No.
Here is more from Buck Swope and Doug talking it over on Swope's Pits.
All right. Go ahead.
It's like you're mocking FS1, but you're also, there's some truth in what you're saying, and there's some kind of legit, yeah, you know what? No one ever does point this out. Like, I think that the sliding hands first slide is one of those things that it's so stupid. Why do they teach kids that this is okay to do it this way? It causes injuries, and I think you had a good rant about that. Chris Bryant, I guess, had gotten hurt, and you had talked about that. But then you're also
are you in this segment at all?
Kind of mocking the hot take sports caller with like the trades and like, oh, we can just package all these guys that we don't have anywhere to play and trade for the best players and the player to be named later that we'll get around to naming, in about 10 years. And, but there's also some
there you go.
St. Louis humor in there.
Oh, we can call it a Doug
Stoat. Why wouldn't Stanton want to come to St. Louis? You know, we're only number one in murder and chlamydia.
Right.
And there's just something cathartic about being able to kind of laugh at the absurdity of it all. And deep down, there's pain in your voice, and it's because why am I still, grinding it out like I'm grinding it out while Skip Bayless is just completely mailing it in and making $5 million?
Good one. That Doug, you presented yourself very well.
Right.
Well, I was well prepared for the interview.
You got a yes and a coffin there. That was a big segment for you.
Was that edited to make it look like Swope was talking that way, or was Doug, do you recall it?
Seymour can be sneaky that way. Seymour, I know you can hear me. Was that edited? So, no?
That was, Doug, that was raw
I think it was.
Audio.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's okay. I don't really like to talk anyway. But that's fine.
You're good at it.
I enjoy an interview where I don't have to talk at all.
You're an engaging gentleman on this show.
I don't know. And that's the latest sewed.
That's right.
Swope's picks.
Swope's pins.
Pins.
Why
Swope's
pins? I thought it was picks.
Changed it.
Oh, to make it cooler?
Right. I guess so.
Boy, that really worked. Swope's pins. I just think we'd like to hear a little bit more from Doug.
Well, you heard plenty from me.
He was making all, he was kind of going stream of consciousness. Going in a few, throwing out different thoughts, going in different directions, and then you just agreed with everything.
I wasn't fully prepared for the discussion of the battleship Maine. I just recall that it was the rallying call for that war.
Remember the Maine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they blew it up. Who was recalling that?
He brought it up. I recall that issue from.
But how was that
class.
Rallying the troops? They would yell that.
Well, that's how they got people to sign up, I guess, to go and fight the war. Because they had done this horrible thing to us. Okay, well, that's the end of that story.
Well, I covered that. I just want to give you praise. You did a good job.
Okay. I was in my car at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
Well, you could have been anywhere. It didn't matter. You weren't getting a word in edgewise.
No, I thought it was fine. I didn't care. I thought it was okay.
But you were impressed with Buck Swope. He's a very knowledgeable gentleman, isn't he?
And a great lensman.
He remembers a lot of stuff on this show, that's for sure.
And he said he could feel some of your pain from grinding in that.
I don't mean to indicate that I have pain from grinding, no.
Maybe it was sciatica.
Sometimes I just
Maybe
yell
it was sciatica
and,
that
sometimes
day.
Sometimes I yell and scream simply to try to get that $5 million a year FS1 contract. That's all that's there.
They're not part of that deal with Disney, FS1.
Oh, they're not?
No.
Disney decided to pass on that?
I don't know the negotiation, how it went, but I know that FS1 will stay in Fox control, along with the Fox News channel. Otherwise, everyone's excited, and we look forward to great things with our new partners.
Are you doing some bootlicking now?
I've said from day one of this show, even before you were on it, ESPN.
That's where you really wanted to work, not so much Fox Sports.
That's the goal. Look, I did apply. I did audition at ESPN.
And you were edged out by Robert Flores? Is that who it was?
No.
The judge, Bill Pito?
No, the guy from Philadelphia. Gosh, I can't remember his name. He's pretty good. Mm. He was working in Philly, so was I. He got it. Mm. And then the next day, I got with Fox. But I thought to myself...
Oh, is that right? Really?
Yeah, it happened within a 24-hour
bang
period.
And
back from Bristol, get the bad news. Like an hour later, I get a call that they're going to hire me for Fox. And I thought to myself, what a great opportunity. Drat. I've always wanted to be at ESPN. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tim.
Whoa. Did you tell ESPN at the time that you didn't want the job, that you decided to pursue other opportunities?
I pulled myself out of consideration. I said, you know what I said? I'm gonna get back in the workshop and just continue to hone my craft. And one day, maybe you'll buy out Fox, and I'll be with you.
I read yesterday that Marvin Lewis is leaving the Bengals, and they said he hadn't been fired or anything. He just wanted to pursue other opportunities. Everybody quits an NFL job where you're making $5 or $6 million a year just to simply, I wonder if there's anything else out there. I wonder if Petromart's hiring today.
It's like coaches.
There's probably other opportunities that I'd like.
It's like coaches whose name had been floated in a coaching search, and they know they have no chance. Mm-hmm. They pull their own name out.
Yeah.
I probably would have got this, but I'm pulling it out.
I'd like to look for other opportunities.
Kat, you know what you have to do now.
What's that?
You better get used to it. If you get a call from like Mitch in the morning, you have to ask, are you an ESPN affiliate? If they're not, you can't go on that show.
Well, we're Fox until
but when they take over, you have to do that.
All right,
yeah, you won't be allowed.
Let me tell you, when someone calls and says, hey, how would you like to come on this show? I always look at it as a great chance for exposure.
Mm-hmm.
So I always say yes.
And what's the exposure get you exactly?
Nothing.
Nothing. I didn't think it did.
Cash money. Doug, the Cardinals have holiday ticket packages starting at just $79, and they're now on sale. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday. The bobblehead pack features 5 great weekend games, including popular bobblehead giveaway dates, Carlos Martinez mystery hair bobble, opening day Hall of Famer and Carr bobble, Dexter Fowler bobble, and more. And there's a Cubs pack with Cubs games, including tickets to 5 Cardinals-Cubs weekend games in the 2018 season. It's cardinals.com/holiday. Cardinals.com/holiday. Just $79, and they're on sale now at cardinals.com/holiday. Brian Curtis of The Ringer on a myriad of sports topics coming your way next. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.